Welcome to the One Thing Podcast. Today, we think for a moment on the different seasons that God appoints in our lives. When I think of seasons, the first scripture that comes to mind is Ecclesiastes 3, and it is actually the first 8 verses, but we're going to read a couple here. It says, "There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot." And it goes on and on of the different seasons that we face or that we see in life. And we know that God is our creator. We know that God is the king and the Lord of all. He's the one who appoints every season. So as Christians, what is it that we should focus on? What season is most important for us? Or what do we really want to usher in and really wait for and beckon for God to bring quickly? What season? And the Lord also gives us an answer for that in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, where he says, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up." That proper time is the appointed time by God. God has appointed a season and a time for everything. He appointed the time of Jesus's birth. He appointed the time that the Israelites were going to be delivered from slavery in Egypt. For each one of us, he appoints us at a certain time that we would come into the Lord Jesus, coming aware of his great salvation and becoming born again. There is an appointed time and season for all things. So what do we focus on? He says, listen, focus on doing good. Focus on seeking the Lord. Do not become weary, for at the proper time, at the appointed season, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Let us not give up today. Regardless of what season we may be in, regardless of the time, we want to simply focus on God. The fact that he is the one who appoints every season. He is the one who is in control. And if we continue to do good, do not be weary. Keep pressing in. Keep praying. Don't give up for the good things that God has called for you to do in your life. Don't stop. Even when it seems tough, keep going. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Praise God today that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. May you be blessed in this season, in this appointed time by God, by all that he is looking to do and accomplish in his people. In Jesus' name.